Okay, right. So Jay, just reset the chronology of these events. When did all this drinking take place vis-a-vis the ballet theater take place? Was that before? Was that after? During? What?
So we were supposed to meet at lunch with Miss Kitty and Olive at noon, so we just went right to the restaurant. So we had lunch there. We went to the Von's East, and then we came back to Big Fatty's. Later on in the evening, we started drinking. This is while Nick was still working. And then when he came over, I had another cocktail. I think I'd already had two. And then we started drinking the shots and stuff. And then the performance was after that. And then I believe we probably did another shot or two each after the performance. And then that was the end of it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Then when he came, I had another cocktail.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3092. I say chew. On the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 17th of December 2019. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and we've got cans and packages. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, forgetfulnessers. Big Fatty, that's not a word. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say choosy is going well. Y'all, you're forgetfulnessers today. Big Fatty, that's just you. Because y'all, I forgot to tell you about the coffee bean explosion on yesterday's little show, but I'll get to it today. I promise. I promise. You'll learn about this much longer than having to wait for a funny story about the volcano mug. But anyway, Big Fatty, you never let them die, do you? Well, anyway, let's see. I think we'll just get right into finishing up about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, I think I got through everything on Saturday that I was going to talk about. On Sunday, I got up and... y'all, bedroom, my old bedroom suit, the guy that I gave it to, he came by and picked it up. So when that was out, then I was able to kind of begin straightening a few things up, ready, and trying to, you know, I had brought in my crema decorations and all that kind of stuff, but y'all, I really couldn't get into it or anything like that until that stuff was gone. And y'all, then in the afternoon, Nick came by, and y'all, we went and got the crema tree. Yes, we ready. And y'all, they were out of the real tall ones, and that's okay because I think mine is probably about 6.5 feet tall, something like that, maybe 7. Big Fatty, are you AOL inches? No. He came over and we got it in the stand and got it inside the villa, and y'all, he began putting the lights on it, and I started decorating around the villa here and getting everything else, and y'all, Nick decorated the whole crema tree for me, and y'all, I was so appreciative. I told him, I said, this reminds me of when I had to go over to my grandparents' house to decorate their crema tree for them. Big Fatty, it's very similar. And but we got the whole house looking real nice. The tree looks great. Got the black naughty tree. Yo, did I mention that the naughty tree has a Santa Claus hat on the top of it that says, on one side it says nice, and the other side it says naughty, the naughty side shows. And y'all, then I had a silver. It was kind of like an aluminium tree, but it's you know, the modern day version of it. And y'all, it's about, I don't know, it's about 3 feet tall. And y'all, I brought it in and put it in my studio here. And it's got the white lights on it and everything. And Nick put little gold beads on it that I had. So y'all, it's my Burl Ives. It's my Burl Ives crema tree. And you know, Burl Ives was that snowman on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and he would silver and gold, silver and gold. And y'all, I'm gonna be looking for the Burl Ives snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And y'all, if I can find like a little plush of him or something like that, I'm going to put him up on the top as kind of the angel. Yes, Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. So anyway, that's on my list to look around for. But anyway, we got everything all decorated up and all. And y'all, it just looks lovely. Just lovely here in the villa. And so we had a nice little visit after that. And Sunday night, I was on that Survivors Ready. Y'all, it was our penultimate episode of that. We had the Faye Driver and Sam in the Hinterlands and old Cricket Hat on there. And y'all, that'll be coming out sometime this week, hopefully. And I think that was my weekend. Yes, Big Ready! Now, y'all, at noon today, I'm going to put up a picture. Going to put up a picture of all the calves and all that I've already received that I hadn't put a picture up yet. But y'all, we're going to add a few more to it. Y'all, this one is from Mr. Tim Kumal. You know, he's the patron saint of the BFO. And y'all, it's got a lovely little crema stamp on the back. And we're just going to fancy envelope here. And y'all, we're just going to open it. Oh, Big Betty, look! It's got a foil liner. It does. And it looks like that calf. It's got a little glitter. Oh, Big Betty, we love the glitter card. It's true. And y'all, on the front of it is a beautiful house with the crema lights and everything. And it's that Thomas Kincaid card. And you open it up and it says, crema lights brightly shining, friends and family gathered together, love and happiness in the air, wishing you every joy of this wonderful time of year. Big Fatty, Poodle, and the gang. Big Fatty, it's for me too. It is. It says, hope you have a wonderful holiday season filled with lots of gentlemen callers. Big Fatty, you're falling behind on that, Volga. And a very happy new year. Tim and Ron. Boy, Tim and Ron, thank you so much. That's just lovely. You know I love a glitter card. Oh, Big Fatty. Everybody knows. And y'all, I'm going to start getting the cards, return cards out this week. But we're just going to see what this next one is. Now, y'all, this next one does not have a return address. So whoever it's from, I'll need your return address if you want a card. Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, look, it's a kitty. Oh, it is. It's a kitty head, face. And it says, Merry Crema. And then you open it up and, oh. Oh, it says, to Big Fatty, Poodle, and Squeaky Kitty, best wishes for the season and a very happy 2020 from all of us on the Shy Life Podcast. Big Fatty, that's why it doesn't have a return address. It's true. Very many purrs from Paul and Dealey. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. And Shy Yeti, I always love getting those. Our next card, y'all, it is from that Peter G. And we're going to open it up right here and see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty, look at that. And, y'all, it is a, it's a, what is that, a penguin with a candy cane? And it's got glitter on it. Oh, Big Fatty, more glitter. And, opening that, and it says, have a joyous holiday season. Big Fatty, ho, 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 have a happy crema full of salty nuts and special chayas. Love that, Peter G. Well, Peter G, thank you so much for that. And thank everybody who has already sent cards. Y'all, I've still got a stack and a couple of packages to open. Big Fatty, get on it. No. Jingles my bells, it's true. Before I forget, because I've already forgotten when telling you about the rest of the weekend, y'all, the coffee bean explosion happened. We had finished decorating Sunday evening, and I had made Nick a bag of the nuts and bolts to take with him to snack on at work on Monday. And there was a little bit left in the container, so he was standing there eating that, and I said, well, I'm gonna make the coffee for Monday morning, and y'all, I made the coffee and everything, and y'all, my little container that I keep the coffee beans in, y'all, I needed to put a couple of more bags of that dark Highland Roast of the 8 o'clock brand coffee in there, and y'all, I went to pull the bag, you know, it's that kind of plasticky bag, and I went to pull it open, and y'all, it was like opening a bag of potato chips, and they just go everywhere. Y'all, I had coffee beans all over the counter, all over the floor, and all Nick could do is stand there and laugh at me. Y'all, I'm surprised there wasn't a video of it. Anyway, y'all, he had tears running down the front of his face. Yes, McFadden, but that's because he went into the recording studio after you passed gas, and he went in there 10 minutes later, and it still made his eyes well that too. But y'all, it was sad. It was just, y'all, it's so sad to see him go downtown like that. But anyway, After we recorded Sunday night, y'all, I watched a little bit on the TV machine, and then I got in bed, and y'all, I was kind of, I don't want to say tossing and turning, but y'all, I was kind of having muscle cramps or whatever, so I got myself up, and y'all, I took me 4 IBU friends. And y'all, I don't know when I fell asleep, but y'all, I was out. I was out like a light. Out like a light, I tell you. And y'all, I was unaware. I was unaware of anything going on until I got a textimonium from that Joe Zubia, you know, Smoking Hot Joe. He sent me a little testimonium, y'all, and it was 9:15. I should have been up by then. So he didn't wake me up, but well, I was rustling by the time. Hey, Fatty, did you have on a singlet? No, that's wrestling. He just sent me a nice little testimonium saying he appreciated the celebration of exiting the birth canal shout out. And I said, yes, of course. And y'all, so I got up and I did my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I did an extended one. I got in, I don't know, more than three quarters of my steps. Y'all, I walked around the outer band of Fat Acres and then up around the circle and all. And y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, the high on Monday was going to be like 73 degrees here in Charleston. And I know some of you are having snow. Y'all, that Plan 9, y'all, Kansas City, a big fatty Kansas City. No, that's New York City. Oh, never mind. Sent pictures that y'all, and it was just gorgeous. And y'all, he was kind of bemoaning having to go to the coal mine in that icy weather. And I said, well, you know, I understand that, but I hope you take some time and just stand back and enjoy how pretty it is too. So anyway, y'all, I think we all ought to. And Laughing Buddha said this on his little show that you take a few minutes. You know, everybody gets busy and hurried and everything this time of year, but take a few minutes and enjoy some of the sights and sounds. Y'all, I sat out on my veranda today. It was just lovely. But anyway, I did my nipple walk and then I got my shirt and y'all, then I was off. Y'all, I went to the Home Depot. Y'all, I wanted one of those little crema trees. They're made from a rosemary bush. But y'all, they were also sold out of them. But y'all, they had a lovely bush of rosemary spices growing there at the Home Depot. So y'all, I got that. Y'all, it made Ruby Red smell so good coming back. And y'all, I went and mailed a package at the United States Postal Service. Oh, y'all, speaking of that, y'all, Sunday night during Survivor's Ready, y'all, my friend Rick of Jerry and Rick was in the chat room, and want to thank him for being there. But anyway, y'all mailed a package, y'all, and the post office was fully staffed, and I there was one person in line in front of me. I couldn't believe it. And y'all, then I went by the Walmart. I needed to get some Elmer's glue. I had to make a little repair to my star on top of the tree. And y'all, while I was there, I found a little crema tree thing in a little pot. It's about a foot tall, but it's alive. And y'all, I bought that, and I'm gonna put that in the guest room if I have guests come by during the crema season. Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. Are you expecting anyone? Oh, I'm expecting lots, but we'll see if it actually happens. And y'all, then I got back here to the villa, and y'all, I've made a fresh batch of nuts and bolts. And y'all, I've eaten a few too many of them, because right now I'm gassy. Big Freddy, you're extremely gassy from everything. But y'all, what during all that walking around the Walmart and the Home Depot, y'all, I hit my 10,000 steps, so I don't have to go on an afternoon nipple walk, even though I may do it anyway, just to enjoy it. So anyway, y'all, that pretty much was my day here in Fat. Oh dear, gassy in Fat Acres. I got word that I should be expecting another package, and y'all, I want you to go over to the www. Today, and y'all, there's going to be a link to a story that Princess Hanna sent to me, and y'all, I can think of no other people more interested in this story than the listeners of the BFO, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Go over there and click on the link. Big Fatty, is it going to be vulgar? Well, of course it is. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from the former Lotso little show, and Hot Cub, when you first met Nick, what was running through your mind?
And when he came, I had another cocktail.
Oh! I didn't know that cocktails went with after a donut glazing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.